Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. And man, there's a lot happening in downtown Stillwater today. Just lots of people all over the place on a beautiful Saturday in July 9th. My very special guest this Success Saturday is none other than my good friend and in reality a partner in the insurance business, Mr. Larry Borgen of Belfour Property Restoration. Welcome and say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Glad to be here.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations.
Jerry, you are looking good today. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Well, I'm not sure, Tom, but I'm thinking about taking the Stillwater Trolley Tour.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
That sounds very fun, doesn't it? And by the way, Jerry, we are tweeting live today, hashtag Fierce Insurance, and we're also on Facebook in real time today. So give us a shout out if you get a chance. And welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, Larry, I can't wait for Monday to get here.
That's fantastic.
Join us here every Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning. Bob, we love kicking off this Success Saturday of talk here at KLBB Radio.
I know.
And success, friends, you can hear Bob every day, too, right?
Hey, every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 2.
And Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
9 to 9:30. Uh-huh. We're loving it.
It's a great Saturday morning. Glad you guys could be with us all.
Well, and you know, Bob, Larry, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, that all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. And success, friends, to build that mountain, all you need is to understand the mathematics of success. One principle multiplied by success tools, sprinkled with a little bit of action, equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to experience every dream you dream. The principle, have a grand obsession, which I define as having something in your life that is bigger than you. Add to that grand obsession, success tools, and success friends, there will be no stopping you. Larry, our success tool that will be the focus of this show is a learned thing, belief. But success friends, I need to introduce, really, I didn't do you justice earlier. I want to introduce my good friend, Larry Borgen. Say hello, success friends. What a nice crowd out there, huh?
What a great crowd.
Fabulous. All coming down to hear you and all your fine words of wisdom on this beautiful Success Saturday. Larry, you know, I'm going to let you kind of fill in the details. You're already reminding me of good stuff. Jerry's really excited to find out that back in the way back time machine, you used to be a ventriloquist yourself, huh?
Absolutely.
Isn't that exciting?
I had a Jerry Mahoney back in the day. And my idol back then was,
yes.
Edgar Bergen. The famous Edgar Bergen, the great ventriloquist. Fabulous. I had to go out and get a dummy.
Yep.
Jerry was my partner for quite a few
years. Who you're calling a dummy.
Jerry, he's not talking about you.
No, right I wasn't now. Talking about you, Jerry. I was talking about the other Jerry.
Right. Mahoney.
Hi, Jerry.
Mahoney.
He was a dummy. He does not have your smarts. I can tell you that.
I like this guy over here. Not too bad looking either.
Well, thank you.
He's got a great radio face.
I've been told that.
But, you know, Larry, you started out, you say you started out in the sales world, did that for a while. What field were you in with the sales? What was your first endeavor?
Believe it or not, Tom, radio sales.
Oh, my goodness. Now we know why he changed, huh, Bob?
I'm getting people's attention around here.
Brad, better get worried over there.
They're wondering if I still have it.
Yeah. Anyway, so you got into radio sales. You did that out of college? Or?
You know, I did. That was my first job out of college. I didn't intend to go into radio sales. I wanted to be an advertising man.
Okay.
Kind of like the Mad Men TV show that has been popular the last few years, and that was my dream. I wanted to be that gray flannel suit on Madison Avenue in New York.
Right.
That was the obsession back then.
Did you go to school for the advertising and that?
I certainly did.
Fantastic.
You know, I didn't know quite what I wanted to do, like many young youth today. You know, when I was going to college, I took my first advertising class, and everything clicked after that, Tom. Really? I knew that had to be my career.
That was you.
Absolutely was.
Fantastic.
And that translated to a job in radio sales. I wanted to get something in advertising. I was desperate, and I took on a job with a small radio station here in the Twin Cities, which will go unnamed.
Right.
And I will tell you what their format was. It was a polka format.
Okay, interesting.
Now we're talking back in the day now, Tom.
Sounds like my kind of radio station.
Jerry, I think you got something there.
I could see you doing the beer barrel polka, Jerry.
Right. But from there, you went, but, you know, you got into sales. You said, you know what, I'm not making enough, or I got to change. It just wasn't what I thought it would be. Or,
well, you know, I found out early on, Tom, that I wasn't very good in sales.
Ah.
So.
I know that feeling.
I wanted to be the big advertising.
Right.
But that changed in subsequent years, as we'll get into as the show goes on here. But I wasn't too good in radio sales coming out of the chute. I didn't have a lot of confidence as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know how to sell.
Right.
I didn't know my product very well. I didn't believe in the product itself. That's a huge
big
thing. You got to believe in the product.
Kind of like a little bit of our success tool today, belief, right?
Absolutely. You need to believe. And so that job didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a short stint, but I got some experience.
Right.
And then I went on to do newspaper and yellow page directory sales, which, how about that?
You went out of the fire into the frying pan, huh?
Yeah, I certainly did. But that was a job that was available, and I was better at that.
Okay.
Although still not very polished,
right.
Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It took me a while to get the hang of that. And I still was an average, I would classify myself as an average salesperson back then.
But learning a little bit,
step by step, baby steps.
Right.
But I still had that obsession, that belief that I wanted to be a Madison Avenue guy.
That never really didn't go away. Right.
These were stepping stones for me.
Right.
So eventually, I did land a job with an insurance company in town.
Okay.
And they're no longer with us, but
Nothing that you had to do with it, though.
No.
Good.
Absolutely not. It was another issue. But I became a marketing communications person, is what we called that back then. And I worked there for quite a few years.
All right.
And eventually became a vice president of corporate communications and marketing communications for this $500 million firm.
Wow.
So there was my dream lived out. I wasn't
it.
Exactly on Madison Avenue.
But you were up there.
In the gray flannel
suit. And
this
was prior to being age 30 even?
No, I was in my early 40s.
Okay. So it took a while to get there.
It took a while to get there.
You were an overnight success 20 years in the making.
Yeah, that's right. And that's it, folks. You got to keep working at it.
Stepping
stones.
That really is the truth in belief. But, Larry, then after that was when you went into teaching. Is that right?
Yeah. Once the insurance company, I could see that was going to fail. Mm-hmm. My choices at that time were to take on a similar position either here in town or elsewhere. And the chances of getting a position here in town were quite reduced.
Okay.
Given the number of home office staff positions that were available at the time.
Yep.
And I didn't want to move. I could have probably taken on a job with the...
Madison Avenue.
Well, there you go.
Family at the time, though.
Probably could have taken on a job with the purchasing company, and that was in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
I spent one day in Columbus, Ohio, and I called my wife and I said, "This is not going to happen, dear." We'll flip burgers.
You know, I mean, Columbus,
Ohio,
great town. I mean, you know, it was only about a 15-minute phone call away from where you were at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got, so we left that, and you go into teaching.
It's not Stillwater, folks. No. I can tell you that.
I'm moving you on here. So we got into teaching, though, huh?
Yeah, we did. You know, I also had a dream way back in my youth of maybe becoming a teacher.
So that was always in the back of your head, too.
That was in the back of my head. And once I got the advertising thing out of my system, I had to create a new goal. And I always remembered my yearning and liking for the teaching profession. And I went to Normandale Community College here in the Twin City area. And I thought, you know, if I could have another dream job.
That's it.
I would love to teach here because I loved my time there at the college. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to teach here?
And away you go.
And away I go. Eventually, time went by, and I got an opportunity. I got some training, and that translated to a adjunct position.
Okay.
At the college. Again, stepping stones.
Now, before we get into Belfour, okay, I want to remind our success friends that, you know, Larry, number one, I brought you onto this show with this success tool in mind, a learned thing belief, because the truth of the matter is belief is an ability and abilities are learned, right?
Yes.
You learned you could succeed in sales. You learned you could teach, right?
Absolutely.
And at a point in time, you did not have that belief.
Correct. And that's very understandable, especially for young people.
Right.
And there's a lot of us out there who just don't believe it.
I didn't understand that I could learn to believe something. You know, I thought, oh, we're born a Democrat, or we're born a Protestant, or we're born a... But really, it's a belief that we learn over the years, and it's a belief we can change if we choose to. And we can choose to not be successful. We can choose to be successful.
Absolutely. And Napoleon Hill, the famous author, once said, "What the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve."
Now, Larry, you're with... It's Belfour. Is it Restoration? Am I saying that correctly?
That's correct. That's what we call it in the biz,
okay,
so to speak.
And, you know, it's time, Larry, for your 30-second elevator speech for our success friends, just to give them a little, you know, teaser as to what you guys do at Belfour.
Jerry, push the button.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Going up.
Belfour Property Restoration can respond 24/7, 365 to any home or business in the event of a fire, water, or storm damage. As a one-stop shop, we can clean up and dry down after a disaster and also handle any repairs or reconstruction following the loss. No job is too small or large for Belfour, who has been helping home and business owners recover from disaster since 1955. As the world's largest family-owned restoration company, Belfour hopes you never have a loss, but if you do, we can respond immediately with professional help to get you back to normal.
And you know, Larry, we love working with you guys too, because I know one of the things you've done for us is we get a client says, "Hey, I think I got a little hail damage on my roof, but I'm afraid to make a claim, but I need someone to look at it." You guys run out there, take a look at that, and tell them if they got a loss or not, or damage on the roof.
Absolutely. And I'm not an insurance agent or an adjuster, but I do know from my experience in the business that when you do call your insurance company and have an adjuster come out to look
at your
roof, it's a filed experience.
Yep. It's on your
it's on the record.
Yep.
And that's generally not a good thing.
No,
I think most
not.
Agents would agree with me. You certainly do, right?
No, absolutely. We love if someone can take a look at it.
So we'll go out. We're a trusted source.
Yep.
So we know what we're looking for. In fact, we want to agree with the insurance company.
Right.
Not for private reasons, but for truthful integrity reasons.
But
there's either hail damage or there's not.
Exactly. And when there is, we want to repair it. When there's not, we're sorry.
Correct.
Sometimes you just got to fix that roof, right? Insurance is not a maintenance policy.
No.
It's a insurance policy. Mm-hmm. If there's damage by accident, we're going to take care of it. But Larry, I also want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show. And the first reason is a selfish reason. And I want all of my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency and get a free quote for their home auto insurance, their business insurance, life insurance. And you know, what's interesting is Blue Cross Blue Shield made the news this past month that they are not going to be selling individual health insurance policies starting in 2017. Do you know, Larry, we're already getting people calling us because they've gotten their notice in the mail now.
Yes.
Hey, I need to get a quote for insurance coming up. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't do anything until November, but if you call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, if you're one of those individuals that needs to redo your Blue Cross Blue Health insurance, call us. We'll put you on the calendar. As soon as we have rates, we're going to give them a call.
Great.
But success friends, it's more than that, though, because I know many of my success friends work diligently on a daily basis chasing that, as you call it, Larry, that grand obsession. I've chased it, Larry, you've chased it. And, you know, I remember when I was still learning, still struggling with sales, and my friends know, my success friends know this very well, Larry, but I was dead broke, you know? I didn't have a pot or a window to throw it out of, if you know what I'm talking about. It was bad news. But, you know, I remember when I was first, you talk about you weren't very good at selling, right? And
yeah,
I remember I started selling life insurance back in 1985, mm-hmm. doing it on a part-time basis. And, you know, we were taught, okay, you go in, you find out what they have, you take their policies, and you come back and you give them a proposal. Right. So I go see my first client, this couple, they're I'm all excited, they let me into their house. I mean, that was a real plus for me. Somebody wanted to talk to me, right? So I get into the house, we start talking, and, you know, I start talking, and we're in there about 2-3 hours, right? You know, you hear the sad stories about these life insurance salesmen talking, right? Well, this was me, but it was because I didn't know what to do, right? So it's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And the guy finally looks at me because they wanted life insurance. That's why they had me over. They really needed some. He says, Tom, what do we need to do to get this life policy started, right? And I look at him, I look at the wife, and I'm thinking about everything I've learned. I said, well, you got to think about it, and I'll come back tomorrow night and sell you the policy. And that's exactly what happened. I went back the next night. I could have done it, you know, 2 hours into the meeting from the Wednesday. But, you know, we're learning, right? I mean, I was broke. I was so afraid of screwing up the sale. I couldn't even make the sale, right?
Tom, you're not the only salesperson who said, you really don't want to buy this, do you?
Right, exactly, right? But you know, it was okay because, I mean, you know, we were dreaming within.
Right.
We're thinking about the day when we're going to do something special, when we're going to be somebody. I was doing without on the outside. I had a saying that went, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Because I was doing without big time. But, you know, this show is out there because we want to give back a little bit, Larry, because I met a lot of great people along the way. Many people you and I both have met through this business together, you know, and maybe they said the right thing at the right time to keep me going a little bit longer or just allowed me maybe to believe in myself for another day. And here we go, like we say, an overnight success, 20 years in the making, right? But Larry, as you know, I'm talking about the beginning. I'm talking about the tough times. Do you ever look back at, you know, on your whole career and think, God, what was I thinking? You know, how did I ever do that?
Oh, absolutely. And this is kind of like dating. You know, when you meet your first boy or your first girl out there, you're full of self-doubt.
Right.
Your hands are shaking.
Right.
You don't know what to say. The words don't come out well. And it sometimes doesn't go well. But you know what?
As long as you can get out there the next day, right?
Absolutely. And eventually it happens for you. Maybe get a small success and you can build on that.
Right.
But it's all about getting up off your back, right. You know, putting one foot in front of the other. Yep. They're those same old bromides that we've heard over and over again. But
But that's how we learn to believe that we can do it, right?
Absolutely. You know, you got to keep trying.
And one of the things I think in sales we have to learn, we have to question our beliefs, right?
Yes.
And, you know, that's the one thing I find a lot of time people don't question their beliefs. They do the same thing the same way, whatever they were taught. I remember, you know, the first time I had heard that I had a say in what I believed, you know, that was kind of life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tom, I believe that someday I will talk without you moving your lips. That's my belief.
Well, and Jerry, someday that might happen. But I find it fascinating how in our day-to-day lives, we do so many things out of habit and never give it a second thought. We don't always realize, Larry, I think, what we can and cannot do. Any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, you know, we've all heard the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Right.
You have to change up. You have to switch gears.
Right.
Try new things.
Yep.
Do some planning.
Right.
Most of us set the bar way, way too low for ourselves. And we think we're inadequate. We think, oh, I can't do that. It's above me. But over and over and over again in life, I've found that if you set the bar high enough for yourself, if you set goals that are achievable,
right?
You know, I can't be a home run hitter in the major leagues.
No.
That's not an achievable goal.
Right, at this point in time.
But it doesn't hurt to dream.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to stretch.
Right.
And maybe, you know, create a goal that's timely,
right?
That's specific.
Right.
That is measurable.
But it is creating that goal. It is
absolutely
having that grand obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, oh, and Larry, you know what time it is? It's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first success quote comes from somebody you just mentioned, Napoleon Hill. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I think you gave us that one already. You must have been looking at my notes, huh?
Well, it bears repeating, though.
It really does, but it is so true. Whatever we can conceive and can believe, we can achieve.
Absolutely.
And Larry, now, do you have any quotes in this success tool of belief that you kind of think about that drives you?
Yeah, you know, I have a number of them, Tom, over the years that I've kind of gathered from famous philosophers and whatever. My favorite one is, you become what you think about.
Mm, love it.
And you know who said that, don't you?
I do. Earl Nightingale gave
absolutely
us that one.
I love Earl Nightingale.
Mm, just fabulous.
And another one that is popular with me is the road is always better than the inn. And that was said by Cervantes a long time ago.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. It really is good.
And I do think we are happiest when we are in the pursuit of a worthy goal.
Absolutely.
Getting there is most of the fun. Once you're there, celebration, obviously, as Earl Nightingale says, is deserved.
Right.
And have a good time and bask in your great success that you've achieved something. But then you need to start something else.
Right.
You need to create a new goal.
If you're green, you're growing. If you're not, you're rot, right?
This is why so many very, very wealthy people are unhappy. They're just right. Sitting around, not really achieving anything that's productive or vital in their lives. And they become depressed.
Right.
And you wonder why.
They talk about when people retire. I mean, a large number of people, once they retire, how many die within the first 2 years of retirement just because I don't have a reason to be alive.
You know, can I expand on that first quote?
Yep.
You become what you think about. A lot of people would say, well, that's very simple. But in summary, you are the total of all your thoughts and actions and what you've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't think about it. If you think about video games all day long, you're going to probably be a very good video game player,
right.
But it's not going to translate to too much success for you in life.
So might not pay the bills.
It's not going to pay the bills. So that's why I think Earl Nightingale said a worthy goal.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, and I mean, even being a ventriloquist, you know, even being the world's worst ventriloquist has not paid a lot of bills, but you know, that's a whole nother show there, I think.
But it sure is fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
I can see Jerry's having a good time, too.
For some of us, it's fun.
But you know, our last quote, and kind of what you're just talking about, but belief creates the actual fact, and that comes from William James, the great psychologist.
Yes.
Belief creates the actual fact. And you know, Larry, I think you know the old sales axiom, we buy with logic, we justify with emotion, right?
Yes.
It's that emotional belief. And it's, you know, like you kind of, when I found the sales and found out I can control my destiny a little bit, I thought, man, this is fabulous stuff. And I never knew I had any options like that open to me before. And then I found it, and it's away we go. Katie, bar the door. Suffered, struggled, was terrible at it for many years. But, you know, when you find something, I believe I can do this. I believe you tell it to yourself long enough, a lot of times you can achieve some success.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Larry, I read these quotes. I believe you've achieved greater success because I think you believe learn to believe in yourself. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
It's good stuff, isn't it? Now, Larry, I talk all the time, and man, the show goes quick, doesn't it? We got so much more to cover. We're just touching a little bit of it right at the moment. And, Larry, I've been remiss to let our success friends know how to get a hold of you. So if you will you please tell our success friends how to find Belfour, and if they have a problem or they have trouble, how to get a hold of you?
Sure. If you like email, and yep, a lot of us do, you can reach me at larry.borgen, and that's B-O-R-G-E-N, at us.belfour, and Belfour is spelled B-E-L-F-O-R.com.
Okay.
Or, if you like to talk, now the phone is kind of, you know,
good
passe
way to get
these days, isn't it? Nobody wants to use the phone to talk anymore, but if
they can text you, though.
They can certainly text me. I accept texts or I accept phone conversations, and that number is 952-463-6990.
And what's Belfour's website again?
Belfour's website is www.belfourusa.com.
And Larry, hold on a sec. Let's back this radio show up. I want to make sure that our success friends can get a hold of you. Can you kind of go back over how they can get in touch with you?
I know they've just grabbed their pencil, Tom.
Yep,
so
right.
Let's give her another shot here. Larry.Borgen@us.belfour.com. And my phone number is 952-463-6990. Text or call.
And Larry, we're gonna keep going on here. You know, one of the reasons we do this show is we have a website out there for our success friends called www.gpsforsuccess.com. And on this website, we have what we call lemon drops. And a person signs up for a lemon drop and they get a little inspiration that melts in their mind all day long. Now, one of the questions I ask all of our guests is, do you remember the song, "I'm Going to Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter"?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Oh, fantastic, Bob. We have a winner.
I love it.
Are you going to sing along with us, Larry?
I'm not sure the listeners want to hear me sing, but
now they're back.
I'll give it a shot.
Well, I know Jerry wants to sing a little. He's going to lead us, right, Bob? Jerry, okay for him to lead us?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Let's go.
And then if you think of it, Larry, join right in.
Okay.
Here we go, Jerry. Take it away.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Going to write words so sweet. You're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
And success, friends, at the end of the week, if you sign up for a lemon drop, we provide you with what we call a little slice of success. A little congratulatory note saying, hey, job well done. Keep it up. Because, Larry, let's be honest, who's telling us we're doing a great job? Our spouse, our kids, our boss? Well, you sign up for a lemon drop, and we will tell you. We'll put some kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. And Larry, I got 1 minute left. We are so quick with the show. I got to remind our success friends, on our counter, we had a goal to save our clients over $100,000 this year. We are up to $96,000. And one of the things we got to do, Larry, we got to tell our winner, who was our winner this week that saved some money. And our winner this week was Merrick Lindquist. He saved over $1,500.
Way to go.
Oh.
Give us a call, the KLBB Challenge. And call our office, 651-738-0107. The KLBB Challenge will give you $25 if we can't save you money on your home and auto insurance.
That's
but we're running out of time
deal.
Here, Larry. We just touched on it. We can't wait to have you back and talk some more. How's that sound?
I'd
Jerry?
Be honored.
Here, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.